Ladies and gentlemen, under the title Music for Radio, the CBC presents a 30-minute program of original music composed for concert orchestra and choral voices by the young Canadian writer John Weinzweig. In the creation of a series of feature broadcasts, the writing of an original musical score is one of our first undertakings. Working, as we are obliged to do in radio, in but one dimension, that of sound, the thematic and background music becomes both scenery and lighting effects, and as such, an indispensable adjunct and a very vital part of the whole. When the writing of this incidental music is undertaken by a composer of John Weinzweig's stature and intent, it ends by being not only supplement to the spoken word, but great music in its own right. To the end that you might hear the creative efforts of this young Canadian musician, unobscured by a foreground of spoken word, we present this program. The first work which you hear has been composed but recently, completed in fact this very week, and bears the title The Edge of the World, a composition inspired by the recent feature broadcast series White Empire. Its title can be found in a speech for the narrator in the 13th program of the series, which reads as follows. The shadows of the adventurers shall stalk the ancient trails. Through the crackling stillness of an Arctic night, through the murky, vast-lying desolation of the polar wastelands. And they shall know that this wealth is indeed to be stored in the hearts of men for eternity, and this white empire will continue to give to the world its men, to whose vision the only boundary is the edge of the world. Even among the nomadic tribes of the far north, music is created, and created there in its most primitive form. The songs and ballads of the Eskimo tribes are done with a purpose, to perpetuate tribal legend, to glorify the exploits of a local hero, to tell tall tales of a successful hunt, and that to Eskimo is always front page news, or to express in an artistic form some aspiration or some seeking after. We send you now under the title To the Lands Over Yonder, the hunting song of a copper Eskimo woman, first set down by Dr. Helen H. Roberts and found in a collection made in 1914-16 while living with the Eskimo in the regions of Bernard Harbor, Coronation Gulf, and the Dolphin Straits. The song is one of hope for happier hunting grounds and the sight of more distant and even wider horizons. It's a primitive incantation, asking simply and childishly for such mundane and unromantic things as meat and knives and pots. Literally translated, the words of the song say, "I have long since heard of them, those east of us. I take notice of it, those who we heard of before. They say the musk ox is plentiful, white caribou too, and short-haired ones. All of them I hear are plentiful. Although I have not myself skinned them, I intend to go on to my destination. I long to go to them at last, to the lands over yonder, to those farthest from us and out of sight, to those lands farthest behind us, too. And I go for meat and knives and pots. Autumn of 1942, we presumed to share with fellow Canadians a lot of knowledge we'd gathered around and about concerning Canada. And from that series of broadcasts under the title Our Canada emerged an interesting suite of tone poems by John Weinzweig. And we repeat now the performance of these works for you this evening. The first of these pictures is entitled Bread, simply that. But this is not bread in the sense of a crusted loaf, wax paper wrap delivered at the door every day, but rather bread at its beginning, somewhere in between the Great Lakes and the Rockies. When harvest time draws near, there is a rippling sea of green and gold, fragrant and alive under the late summer sun. That is what we speak of. Trains make sweet and stirring music in the night, no matter where they're going. They sing for those who have the ears to hear, and in the swift lyric of their metallic song, they tell a story. A great story of the past, and of a greater present. When next you hear a train whistle in the night, think of that lifeline east and west, which is our very being, and how this nation is bound with those slim bonds of steel. The tone picture from a script on railroading called Bonds of Steel by John Winesworth. To conclude our program, we take you on a journey in sound. In tribute to the broad land, John Weinzweig has created this tone poem. It pictures first dawn on the eastern shores, the sun, a golden disk of pale fire, rising out of the gray-green distance eastward. The smell of cod is strong in the morning air. The tall masts of the little ships throw questing serpents of reflection on the water. Then, as night is rolled back across the greenness of New Brunswick, the old Laurentian hills appear. And then the beauty of Ontario. And so, across the west. Then, in the dusky caverns of a western sky, a crimson line appears above the uplands of the range, and from the snow-clad peaks, a radiant curtain falls from off the face of sheer and barren rock. The day moves on. On and on with those silent feet down through woodlands old as time, and passes then beyond our shores, across Pacific distances.
Ladies and gentlemen, under the title Music for Radio, we have presented 30 minutes of tone poetry by the young Canadian composer, John Weinswag. Works commissioned by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and reflecting in music some aspects of our country. Program conducted by Jeffrey Waddington came to you from Toronto. This is the Trans-Canada Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.